Today, say everybody say today.
Today
is the day to receive peace, which is Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you do that and you let us know, and we will commune with you and give you information and material how to grow. God says the force of peace is who I am. The force of peace is what I give you, that you will be strong in these times. How many of you know you have to be strong in these times? How many of you know that there's so much in the world coming at you that without that force of peace, you would have gone off, got mad, get upset, instead of rejoicing in the Lord? But if you get that peace down in you, say down on the inside. Well, there's a song they used to sing. They said, down, down, way down. Down on the inside, rooted in your spirit. Down in your spirit, man. Because somebody's going to upset you. Everybody doesn't drive like you drive. Everybody's not going to drive right. Everybody's not going to be nice when you go to a store. Everybody in church is not going to speak to you. But you have to choose. This is my peace. I'm not giving it up. So you cannot let anybody else decide whether or not you have peace. Say that. Say, I will not let anyone decide for me whether or not I have peace. Jesus gave me peace. I have received his peace. It's mine. No devil or any of his helpers. Come on now, you're getting low. Because if you get low and slow, somebody's going to come and make you mad. Before you know it, you've done something. And then you have to repent. You get the peace, you won't have to go around repenting all the time. Shout hallelujah. My peace I give to you. Unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Can you understand? The peace that God gives is still peace when there's trouble all around. The peace that God gives never changes. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That peace that he gives himself, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 6:9, it never changes. So that peace is the peace I have.
Amen.
That peace is the peace I allow to manifest. And when my husband tells me to make him 2 or 3 sandwiches, I don't get upset. We had somebody do that. They're grown out of that. And her husband said, thank the Lord she finally did. So he said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. The prices on things are going up. You know, eggs were $4.95 a dozen for a long time. They're going down a little bit. But did that scare you? No, I still have the peace of God. I still didn't lose any. Well, anyway, I won't talk about that. Glory to God. Listen, that takes us back to verse 1 of John 14. He said here in the one we just finished, he said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So back at verse 1, what does he say? Everybody read. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I want to ask you a serious question. What do you really and truly believe? I was texting back and forth to somebody today, and they getting around a lot and moving, going here and there. I said, you need an airplane. I said, do you have faith to receive one? Do you believe God? What do you really believe? Do you believe that you're going to stay where you are the rest of your life? That's where God wants you? If that's so, stay there. Or do you have goals and hopes and dreams and moving forward to move on up? I just heard this, Miss May. Get the cars out. You know what Bishop told her? Get the cars out. He said, get them out. It's money in there. He said, get them out. And you know what to do after they get out. I see a bulldozer pushing anyway. Glory to God. Say peace. And those who want to hold on, they will have peace. They will have peace. They will have peace. Because God gave them peace. Amen. Let's look at Philippians 4 and 7. We're talking about peace. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
God's peace. Say, God's peace.
God.
I have
God's peace.
God. I keep God's peace
God.
At all times.
That's how
I can bless the Lord at all times.
At all
times. And just refuse to get mad. The Bible said, get angry and sin not. Woo, glory. Shout hallelujah. And the peace in that, and I don't know if I have time to go back to all of that, but in that he was telling them about who they are, what they are doing, what's going on. And he said, if you do all these things that I've taught you, if you will do what I taught you, Paul said, and I'm telling you, if you'll do what I'm teaching you tonight, your blood pressure stops shooting up every other day, or all during the day. Because you got upset. You'll get, you know, they used to say, wash your mouth out with soap. And they used to say, lye soap. I mean, the young people don't know anything about lye soap. But the old folks used to make lye soap to do laundry with. My second sister ate some lye and was sick long, long, long time. As a matter of fact, it affected all of her life. But God is merciful. God is merciful. Alive and well. Amen. And you take that peace of God, which you'll find is Jesus himself. He is peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Everything about him is peace. So how many of you are born again? Raise your hand high. You know. You die right now. You go to heaven. God is your Savior. Jesus is your Savior. God is your Father. Hallelujah. You take it down. How many of you know that when you receive Jesus, you receive peace? Raise your hand. You receive peace. How many of you will give up? Listen to the question before you stick up your hand. How many of you will give up your salvation? Can anybody make you mad enough to give up your salvation? Can a situation get bad enough for you to give up your salvation? Then nothing can make you mad enough to give up your peace. Because that's what you have. You have Jesus. Those of us who are married, can't talk about my husband, talk about me, myself. Lost a lot of time just being upset over nothing. It didn't affect eternity, it affected me physically. Time I can't get back. Just being upset over little things. Little nothings. Everybody say little nothings. You know, you want to keep your stuff nice that you bought and all of that, but it's not more important than people. You can replace the stuff, but you can't replace people. Our house burned in 1978. And I was about to go, losing everything. And the Spirit of the Lord said, Cora, there's things in that house, and things can be replaced. And I just sat down and just, I don't remember exactly what I did, but when people came in and they found out and I was just calm, they were wondering what's wrong with me. And one of my nieces said, when they come and burn the house down, which I did leave an eye on, et cetera. But I don't want to go there.